At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yes, welcome to the Football Hour. I am Alex Mearns, and today we are going to be discussing Everton, Roberto Martinez, and what will happen to the future of these young players that they've got, these promising players which underperformed on Saturday in the FA Cup semi-final against Manchester United. I was at the game at Wembley. Thank you, Luke Garbutt, for sorting out the tickets. We had a brilliant day apart from the result. It was just amazing being at Wembley for an occasion like that. We got there early because we just wanted to soak up the atmosphere of a semi-final at Wembley. And maybe it's because I'm a Leeds United fan, but on the way there, the kickoff was about 20 past five. On the way there, we got there about 4:15. And it felt as you arrived at Wembley Park Tube Station that for every one Man United fan, there was 20 Everton fans already there. Maybe it's because Man United fans don't have to come far to get to Wembley, and the Everton fans had to make sure they had to leave early to get there on time. But it just felt like Wembley was just a sea of blue. All I could hear was Scouse voices. And a lot of them Scouse voices have been saying recently that they want Martinez out. So until the semi-final, I've been kind of on Martinez's side. But sitting down, watching that first half, that's all I did. I sat down the first half because there wasn't something to get out your seat about, or for Everton's perspective. It was truly and utterly shocking, the first half performance. It felt like the occasion got to the side. Man United were just camped in the Everton half. And Everton were lucky to go into half-time at 1-0. Carrick and Rooney just absolutely bossed the first half, just controlling the game with short and long passes into the front three of Lingard, Martial and Rashford. It was great to watch. Well, it wasn't, being a Leeds fan watching Man United, but they did look good.
We are now available on iTunes. Just search The Football Hour on the iTunes store and subscribe to receive all our latest podcasts straight away.
In terms of Romelu Lukaku, whose goal-scoring record this season has been superb. He is, well, I don't know, his goals have been brilliant. But I've got a problem with the guy. Seemingly since the international break, when he went away with Belgium a couple of weeks ago, when you heard in the press that he wants out of Everton, his dad was saying he wants a move in the summer. Well, you can see his body language since then has just been absolutely appalling. He spends half the time with both of his arms flown up in the air. He just throws his arm up in frustration when he doesn't get the ball, when someone doesn't pass, when someone else shoots apart from him. Even when someone tries and crosses the ball to him and maybe a defender gets a nick in or it doesn't eventually end at Romelu Lukaku's feet, he throws his arms up in the air in frustration. And to me, he has just got the body language of someone who is trying to force a move and forcing people to notice that he isn't happy at the football club. And clearly, at the semi-final, he bottled it. He didn't bottle it in the quarter-final. He destroyed Chelsea. But in a big game against Manchester United, he bottled it. He bottled the penalty. He bottled the chance in the first half. And I compare it to Raheem Sterling last season in the FA Cup semi-final. Liverpool were playing Aston Villa, and we all knew Raheem Sterling was trying to force a move away from Liverpool. He bottled the FA Cup semi-final against Aston Villa. He complained that he wanted to leave Liverpool because he wanted to go and win trophies. And right, he's won the League Cup this year. I don't think he's going to start tonight against Real Madrid. He's not been playing recently, he's been in poor form. He had his FA Cup semi-final last year to beat an awful Aston Villa side and get to an FA Cup final and win an FA Cup, which is a trophy. So is Romelu Lukaku doing exactly the same as Raheem Sterling, where he's just not turning up in a big game, which he wants to play in at another club? Why doesn't he play the big game that he's in at his own club at the moment? Saying all this, the second half was a lot better. But after the first half performance, it just didn't feel good enough. And maybe Man United deserved that goal at the end because they were a team that played for 90 minutes, not just 45 in Everton's case. Everton in the league are 11th on 41 points. Crystal Palace are 16th with 39. There's three games left, I think four for Everton. So they could eventually finish the season 16th. So I want to discuss whether it's right for Roberto Martinez to get the sack. Everyone says he should be allowed to continue with this squad that he's assembled. This great squad, this great young squad. But I don't know how much influence he's had on this brilliant, great squad. He hasn't really assembled it. Because apart from paying £30 million for Lukaku, which I wouldn't say is assembling a squad well, that's just spending a lot of money on a pretty talented player. Ross Barkley came through the youth system. David Moyes brought him into the team. The young John Stones was bought by David Moyes when he was at Everton. The back four is still, the first choice back four is still Coleman, who was bought by Moyes, Jagielka, bought by Moyes, John Stones, bought by Moyes, Leighton Baines, bought by Moyes. So I don't know how much Martinez has assembled his squad. I don't want to see a promising young manager sacked, but it just feels with that performance on Saturday and the performance against Liverpool, which was disgusting, absolutely disgusting. He played his first 11 and still got battered. He could have played the kids and got battered 4-0 and no one would have cared. They would have waited for the semi-final result. But I just think they need a very, very strong end to the season and a comeback from this FA Cup loss. I'm just not sure whether they've got it in them. And it just feels like all this sort of bad press about Martinez is just building up and he's not helping himself. And I just think with the new owner at Everton, since he's come in mid-season, what has he seen from Martinez and his side, which the new owner would think, yeah, this guy's the right person to take my club forward? That's my views about Everton. Thank you for listening to the Football Hour. You can now subscribe to us on iTunes. Just hit the subscribe button and you will receive all the podcasts we make straight to your phone, your computer. I've been Alex Mearns. Thank you for listening.
Lowe's knows how to get you ready for holiday hosting with up to 35% off select home decor. And get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, members get free delivery, haulaway, basic installation, parts, and a 2-year Lowe's protection plan when you spend $2,500 or more on select LG major appliances. Valid through 10-1. Member offer excludes Massachusetts, Maryland, Wisconsin, New Jersey, and Florida. Installed by independent contractors. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. They aren't affected by tariffs because their clothing products never left the U.S. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.